Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN listeners. Welcome to your
hump day. Oh, yes. I said that with a little grin.
Edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Oh, yeah, it is hump day. Yep, Wednesday, August 3rd, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes and 23 seconds. Something like that. Well, of course, the biggest news yesterday was Samsung's Galaxy Note 7. And we finally have a release date for the thing, August 19th. So, what are we getting this new jam-packed phone from Samsung? Well, we get 4 gigabytes of RAM. That's a pretty good start. You get a 5.7-inch curved display. 64 gigabytes of built-in storage. Of course, you can expand that with 256 gigabyte microSD card. And yes, the big one, you're going to get that iris sensor. Basically, how that works, you just stare at the screen and line up your eyeballs. It's worked for some people. Other people have had a pain in the ass with it. Now, the bigger question, is it worth getting rid of that Note 5 for the Note 7? Well, if you wanted a big and dramatic change, probably not. If you want a new toy, yeah, what the hell. Instagram is trying to copy Snapchat, and I don't know why. You might remember about three years ago, Snapchat introduced that feature called Stories. Yeah, that's one thing that made it all popular and stuff. Well, now Instagram seems to want to copy that idea, and they didn't get too original with the name either. Instagram Stories. This is going to allow users to create an ongoing stream of photos and videos. And just like the disappearing content of Stories from Snapchat, that's what you're going to get here too. Instagram Stories will actually have a lifespan of 24 hours. Now, although this may seem like a complete copy of Snapchat Stories, it's not entirely anyways. One of the biggest differences is you can actually set who will see your Instagram story. Meaning, say your account is private, well, then only people you've authorized to see your account can see your stories. Instagram Stories will be rolling out over the next few weeks for all of the iOS and Android users across the planet. Sick of all those freaking ads we get all day long on the interwebs. Now you might want to dump Chrome and maybe try out Windows updated ad blocker support for Edge browser. Now before, this was actually just limited to the Insider program participants, but not anymore. Yeah, that's right. Microsoft's anniversary update for Windows 10 is going to add support for the ad blocker to your Edge browser. Now, yes, of course, we're going to have to wait for that Microsoft anniversary update for Windows 10 to get on board with this. We all know that'll probably be rolling out in the next few weeks. That is, as long as you're running Windows 10. If you're not running Windows 10, I'm sure you've been getting a whole bunch of pop-ups saying, it's time to upgrade, you need to upgrade. Yeah, the free version's almost over for you. Come on, you gotta upgrade now. And we all know that tablets are, yes, still on the decline. Not a whole lot of people are buying them. So I guess that's why Nintendo thought, eh, what the hell, let's make our next console a tablet. Yes, that's according to all the latest rumors and reports that Nintendo's next NX console won't be a console at all. In fact, according to the folks over at Eurogamer, they have in good faith that the upcoming Nintendo X will be a tablet with detachable controllers. They're saying which can be docked to play with any HDTV once the gamer gets home. Then, of course, you want to be one of those mobile gamers on the move. Users will be able to take advantage of the built-in screen. Now, we have heard in the past that the Nintendo NX would be a unique device that promises fun on the go while still giving you that ultimate gaming experience. Be interesting to find out if this rumor is true. Because if tablets aren't selling out well right now, imagine how this is going to do next year. And finally, libraries. Yes, I know what comes to mind first. It's books. Yeah, those things that we don't really use much anymore. Of course, there's other things such as like a seed library for all of the crops and stuff that they have. I don't know where the hell it's located. Somewhere in the world. What else could there be libraries for? Ha! Huh? How about ice? Yeah, scientists are worried, of course, about global warming and everything melting away that they want to preserve it as much as they can. So scientists in France and Italy have started the Protecting Ice Memory Project. This project has actually helped to preserve the valuable information stored in the slowly disappearing mountain glaciers. Of course, this is all because scientists are saying in the coming decades or even centuries, this ice archive will be invaluable, saying it will give unprecedented scientific discoveries or for understanding local changes in the environment. Hey, why not? That's what I say. Nothing wrong with preserving something. Just hope they've got enough freezers. And big ones, too. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, britishtechnetwork.com, the destination for all the BTN shows. Get subscribed there or get subscribed at iTunes as well. Go check out the British Tech Network Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And hang out with all the BTN crew at the Slack room at britishtech.slack. Thursdayedition.com. The news show. Unfortunately, I know that we've just returned, but there's not going to be a Thursday edition this week, boys and girls. Sorry about that. I promise, though, I'll make it up to you in our Friday installment. So then we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that'll happen over the next 48 hours. All right. But until then, go to your fridge right now, get out those ice cube trays, and donate them to science. And thank you very much for listening.